When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. O congregation, is it not because that strong man trusts in that peace which he keeps that subject within? You know what that testifies unto us tonight? That when that stronger one comes, then all peace is removed. Oh, then there comes a restlessness in that palace, in that heart, and in that soul. And he divideth those spoils, the congregation. Then that stronger man comes to shake and to stir up, to rattle those chains, as it were, to disturb that quietness of that cemetery of our heart. And maybe you say tonight, but if that stronger man, if that is that entrance of that light and those entrance of those words which giveth light, is that not also that gospel of peace? And congregation, sure it is. But that is like when the apostles first began to preach, then that causes a stir in the heart. Then that causes a persecution from the outside. Then it turns that world, as it were. Oh, that is what was said of those apostles. They are men that turn that world upside down. But it also turns that palace upside down, congregation. Then there is division, and then there is strife. Did not the Lord Jesus say, "Come, dost thou think that the Son of Man cometh to give peace on the earth?" No. But then he, congregation, will take from that grip that which is rightly his. Because that soul must change masters, congregation, and that is experienced. And now, young and old, what we have mentioned in Isaiah, that is so true. Thus saith the High and Lofty One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive that spirit of those contrite ones. Is there such a people tonight with that restless spirit, with that spirit that needs to be revived? Is there a people tonight who cannot break free from that which is so encompasses them? Oh, those chains of sin and those chains of death. Oh, then that stronger man, out of the testimony of his own mouth, then is he not that only refuge? Is he not that breaker of whom Micah speaks of, congregation? Is that not he who is speaking, "But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, then no doubt that kingdom of God has come upon you." No doubt. That is that Holy One of Israel. That is that Maker. "Ask of me," he says, "those things concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. My hands have stretched out the heavens." Oh, he is saying, "I am that mighty one. I am that strong one. I am that one of whom it is spoken of blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and forever and how." Oh, congregation, he was manifest in the flesh. He took upon himself that feeble nature. Oh, the apostle saith that he might destroy those works of the devil. Oh, see him there in the wilderness. And then we read that Satan came unto him. Then, congregation, he tempted him to sin, yea, to cast himself down from that pinnacle of the temple. Oh, then he did say that all those things, all the things of the world were given unto him. Oh, he is a liar from the beginning, young people. He will try to make you believe that he has that power to give you that power in the world. Oh, he seeks to keep you in his grip by those lies which he speaks. But oh, then there was one that said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." We have read it that he commanded that evil spirit to come out of that man. See one named Legion sitting at his feet, clothed and in his right mind. Oh, see another as he went into God's house, congregation, a woman whom Satan hath bound those 18 years and could in no wise lift herself up. See him in that portion, that power that he gave unto those disciples when they said, "Ah, Lord, even the devils are subject to us." Hear him who said that he saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Oh, seek him. Oh, see him that rebuked that false, foul spirit that said, "Come out of him." And now, congregation, see him going to bruise that head of Satan. See him going to that cross of Calvary to put all things under his feet. Oh, when he did say, "Now is the prince of the world come, but now is that prince of that world judged." Oh, that war that he waged on Calvary, congregation, when that devil thought he had the victory. And that was not with swords and with staves. Oh, Peter then put that sword back in the sheath. Oh, then tossed with tempest and afflicted one, then you have no might against that enemy. But there is one that was sent of his Father. He is that stronger man. And that strong man is no match for what, congregation? For what? Oh, when he took upon himself not only that nature, but also that sin and that guilt. And that confounds that devil, congregation. Oh, that confounds that wisdom of the wise. Then that spirit of that prince of the air and that spirit of that prince of the world, then he cannot enter into it, congregation. Oh, then people, then that power, those weapons of that warfare, of that carnal warfare, that is not carnal, but that is mighty through the power of God, to the pulling down of that stronghold. And how does he do that? He does that by his word and by his spirit, congregation. Oh, then he says, as the Lord had sent Moses unto Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they might serve me in the wilderness." And now, congregation, just as when man fell so dreadfully, that was not merely an abandoned house, then do you think that when that stronger man disarms that strong man, when he binds him hand and foot and casts him out, oh, then do you think that he leaves such a one to then fend for themselves? Oh, no. Then he takes up his habitation in that dwelling, congregation. Oh, we read of that also in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, that sixth chapter, because there he says, congregation, "What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God. And they shall be my people." Oh, congregation, whose habitation are we? It is one of two ways tonight. Do we serve sin? Do we serve that devil? Or do we serve that living God? Who and what are we devoted to? Oh, perhaps you say, I am no devil worshiper. But congregation, if we have never learned to worship God in spirit and in truth, then we are still on the side of that evil one. Oh, perhaps it is better to ask what holds that uppermost place in our heart. Where are our affections set, congregation? What is looked unto most? What is desired first? Because what shall it be, congregation, to have known the way? Maybe to even have heard the sound of that battle. Because it could be, young and old, that stronger man comes into the palace of one sitting next to you tonight. Sitting next to you in God's house. It disarms him, casts him out. Oh, young and old, by nature we cleave unto that hellish Pharaoh. We have stricken hands with that enemy. Oh, that may tend to our guilt. That we may say we have no might against that enemy. And then how shall it be? Congregation, it cannot be otherwise if we die as such. Then it will be, depart from me, ye cursed, into that place prepared for the devil and his angels. But now that blessed place of those whom we have sung of, all those who exultingly say, who God within that sacred, that blessed dwelling, can be compared with thee, all that dwelling of that heart. That is a people that are filled with awe and a people that are filled with wonder. Congregation, then that is never less than a wonder when they may behold it again by that eye of faith. That stronger man has bound that one whom they were subject to. Ah, congregation. If we know of that life, then we do well to acknowledge the Lord for it. Oh, people of God, he hath broken those gates of brass, those bars of iron, he hath cut them in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works unto the children of men. When the Lord cast out that devil, was miserably tormented by him, congregation, that man named Legion, then he held him by the feet, did he not? Then he desired to be with him, to stay by him. But then it was, return unto thy own house and show what wonderful things the Lord hath done for thee. Oh, congregation, then that people shall sing. They shall sing those praises forever to that name. That name which is above every name. That name, congregation, of that only Savior with whom we cannot do without. Oh, seek him for your portion, young and old. That the Lord would make room in that palace of our heart for that redeeming grace, for with that redeeming love, by that Spirit, through the merits of his Son. Amen.